Good morning, Hazel. How are you?
Good morning, guys. It was nice to hear Savvy on the phone. He was in Boston when
yes.
I was down there covering the Bruins, so it was nice to hear from him.
Okay.
Little-known fact, good Hazel to... May also
oh,
a scratch.
Oh, Hugh, how are you? Sorry.
Scratch
Hi.
Golfer Hazel May. Hi, Hayes. How you doing?
I'm great. It's what a pleasant surprise to hear you were on the show today.
Oh, stop.
And the scratch thing, come on, please.
What's your handicap? 30.
My handicap? Just, actually playing the game is my handicap.
Pulling my car into the parking lot is where
Before we talk about the Blue Jays, I got to tell you, I love to play golf. I love to play. I just can't find the time to get better. I love watching it on television. I love playing the game. I just can't get, I'm stuck in the 90s. I can like mid to high 90s. I can't get any lower.
I'm right there with you. If I shoot like 92, I'm so happy with it. You can't even get a tee time these days anyway, Hazel. It's so tough to get a tee time now.
If I ever shot a 92, it would be like winning the Ryder Cup. I'm telling you. Woohoo! Anyways, okay. Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so the Jays, Hazel. Like, look, yeah. and it doesn't look great optically, but it doesn't take a rocket surgeon or a brain scientist to know that the Blue Jays didn't just pick up a conversation with the federal government here in Canada yesterday. It's just that the timing doesn't look so hot that the reports come out, okay, the Blue Jays are really with the full court press on the federal government. Now, obviously, a decision has got to be made here soon.
Right.
Training camp, spring training or summer training or whatever we're going to call it, is supposed to start next week, and the Jays would like to know whether they're going to be able to host their home games at Rogers Center or whether they're going to play in Dunedin or Buffalo or maybe split time with the Tampa Bay Rays, although that doesn't sound likely down at Tropicana Field. Then you've got that combined with the COVID-19 outbreak Shai Davidi reported at the facility in Dunedin. It is complete and total scramble mode.
Yeah.
And the thing is that I could throw a bunch of questions at you and you could say, I don't have any answers. And it's true.
It's absolutely, I mean, there are more questions now more than ever, as far instead of answers, where they're going to play, where they're going to kick off. I actually had a couple of text message exchanges with a couple of players. And as of, I would say, yesterday, mid-morning, they weren't told where they were reporting to. And I was told that they would find out by the weekend. So, I mean, if we don't know, they don't know. I think the only people that know are, you know, Mark Shapiro and people at his level. Of course, playing at Rogers Center was always the number one preferred choice for the Blue Jays. And as you said, it's not yesterday that they picked up the phone and called the federal government. Mark Shapiro has been in regular contact with local and federal governments about possibly having the Blue Jays play their home games here at Rogers Center. And I had that conversation, excuse me, with our colleague, Shai Davidi, who was saying that the best scenario, if you think about it, is you would house the players at the ballpark hotel, right, at Rogers Center. They've got 24-hour room service. They've got a restaurant downstairs. They've got direct access to the field. You know, they travel, and I mean they, as in the travel visiting team, travel just the airport to and from the Rogers Center, and they're not out gallivanting in downtown Toronto. That is the perfect kind of like mini hub city for them. So I know that's their number one choice. I don't think it's in their hands right now. People are saying that possibly MLB will get the same kind of exemption as they gave the NHL for their hub cities. But, you know, who knows? I mean, at some point, if there is a green light for them to come to Toronto, you got to think with paperwork and just getting everybody to cross the border and deeming ball players as essential workers, there's so much up in the air. And you're right. I don't think anybody has the answers right now. I am hearing that we are expecting to hear from either Mark Shapiro or someone from the front office to kind of give us a little bit of clarity either sometime later today or tomorrow. So maybe we'll get more answers then.
Hazel, you mentioned that you'd been in text conversations with a few players. What's your sense of how they're feeling? Are players concerned about catching this, overly concerned, I should say, or do they just want to get on with the baseball season and are kind of putting the COVID-19, their feelings about COVID-19 kind of on the back burner right now? They just want to get this thing going.
That's exactly it, Hugh. We didn't have too much of a conversation. It was just, you know, quick texting back and forth. My feeling from some of my colleagues' conversations with their sources and talking to a couple of players is that these guys just want to play. I'm sure the COVID-19 situation is in the back of their minds. They are dying to play. They just want to play. And I even asked one of the players via text, do you have a preference? Do you want to stay in Dunedin with everything that's going on in Florida? Do you want to come here where things are a little bit more familiar for you? Doesn't matter. He said, it doesn't matter. I just want to play. So that's where their head is at. These guys have been chomping at the bit to get back to spring training 2.0. I don't know if, you know, these guys still want to make a living. I know it's hard for the regular Joe to relate to these guys who make a huge amount of money. But right now, their focus is on playing.
With Hazel May on leadoff, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. 60 games. A lot of weird...
66 days. That's crazy.
Yeah. And I don't know if you've heard, Hazel, but you're working all 60. That's the word around the office. Of course, nobody's here, so it could be false news. But
I don't doubt it. 60 games in 66 days with no doubleheaders. It's a sprint to the finish. For the first time, I think we could all agree that you can, as sports broadcasters, we could actually say, hey, everyone's in the playoff picture. And it would be true.
No question. And it's funny, Jeff Passan was on writer's block yesterday afternoon, and he was saying that service time can still be manipulated because if a guy like Nate Pearson is held down for about a week to begin the season, he would then not accrue a full year of service time. My argument against that, aside from, you know, the morality of it, I understand the legality. You'd be allowed to do that. But then this has been an ongoing fight through the years, and the players will have to negotiate that out of the CBA if they truly want changes. But my argument against that from a competitive point of view, Hazel, is that if in a 60-game season, you get 10 starts out of Hyunjin Ryu, mm-hmm. you get 10 starts out of Nate Pearson, you get 10 starts. I know this is hard to count on, just given the tough deal he's had the last 2, 3, 4 seasons, but you say get 10 starts out of Matt Shoemaker and he looks pretty good, and you piece the rest together with the Andersons and the Roricks of the world. I could make an argument for a 500 or slightly better Blue Jays team, and in a 60 game season, being slightly better than 500 tells me you'd be playing important baseball toward the end.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, for guys in a shortened season, I think the key is to get out to a quick start, right? Don't get into these long, lengthy losing streaks. You can't afford to get into those or these long, lengthy individual slumps because you don't have as many games to kind of dig yourself out of a hole. But as you said, if, you know, these guys now, when you look at their own division, you're playing 40 games in your own division, in division opponents 10 times. So you're playing the Yankees 10 times and the Red Sox 10 times and the Rays 10. I mean, and then 20 games versus the corresponding divisions in the, you know, National League. The schedule is tough, sure. But like you said, if we, as in, you know, this team, if they could actually just kind of keep their head above the water, they could find themselves, you know, just getting in there. And then, as you guys know, in the playoffs, it's a clean slate. You know, anyone can win.
You keeping Barker under control at home or what? Is he behaving himself? Is he going crazy in the COVID madness or what?
He is. You know what? I think I have somewhat changed during this pandemic in that I'm finding myself, and you and I talked about this with Ziggy last time, I've been drawn to these Jason Statham movies on Netflix with, like, titles like, you know, Death Race and Elite Killer. And then now I'm finding myself watching like submarine movies. I watched, you know, The Hunt for Red October for the 80th time. I watched U-571, and then I watched Hunter Killer with Gerard Butler. I don't know what's happened to me.
Holy
I really don't.
Mix in a comedy once in a while. Holy cow.
I know. Right? I'm telling you, I'm into these, like, I don't know, these submarine movies where, you know, they're getting blown up by the Russians, and then, you know, death car racing in jails, and I don't know, there's something going on here, but I'm so glad that baseball is back.
It's
going
to make for some interesting second inning dugout side reports when you start spewing conspiracy theories about worldwide destruction. I just want to know about his fastball, Hazel. That sounds really it.
It'll be interesting to see, you know, Scotty and Hugh, as far as media access during this.
That's right.
You know, during this time. So we'll probably get more clarification on that as well. But it looks like we'll be calling a lot of the games in studio. I'm not sure too many traveling is going to be had, at least from the get-go. But you never know. There's a ton of options out there. But we'll definitely have to be a little bit more creative in our coverage moving forward.